B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Damaging news coming through early this morning, Loren. Just damaging.
What's wrong?
So Thursday, we went to Topgolf, the show, and my wife and son for my birthday.
Yeah?
Except you were out of town.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And as we were sitting there, we all kind of bought the same beers, and I accidentally was drinking Roy's beer at one point, and then accidentally drank Nicole's beer at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting word that both of them are sick.
I think they both have strep, buddy.
Yeah, and then I just found out that, you know, all weekend I've been racking my brain on who I got sick from. You know, trying to think that maybe it was the airplane I was on, all these different things. Then I found out it was Nicole.
How did she get you sick? Did you drink out of her beer, too?
I mean, I sat right beside her during the entire broadcast Friday, within like 2 inches of her.
Well, it's not like y'all were making out.
Who knows? You could have coughed on something.
It sounds to me like you're just looking for an scapegoat.
No, I'm at the beginning of whatever I'm feeling. She's in the feels of it.
Thanks for the birthday present. I really appreciate strep throat. That was really nice of you.
It sounds like a you thing that you can't figure out what beer is yours.
I can't help that I ordered a Mick Ultra first. Everybody else followed suit with the same exact looking bottle. Holy cow.
And I'm pretty sure that Roy didn't even get a Mick Ultra. I'm pretty sure he had Corona.
Yeah. I think I drank that too.
Yeah.
I had a problem.
Good beer.
All I know is that at 1.2, Loren, things were so bad, I drank so much of Nicole's beer, I said, just take mine.
Oh, this really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, if I survive this. If I don't get sick, I might go see the doctor.
Yeah, you should. I was
around two people that for sure should have got me sick.
Yeah.
I have some kind of bacteria in my body that kills all other kind of bacteria.
Yeah, what is going on with me? All right. We got so much to do today. $1,000 at 8 a.m. Monday morning song, anyone?
Sure.
I need it.
Okay, good. We're going to do our weekends in 30 seconds. We're going to each have 30 seconds to tell everyone how our weekends went. After we get our Monday morning song in, how about some Rihanna?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So my weekend was filled with helping a neighbor who came home with a new baby and then failing another neighbor who asked me to house sit. I made wings with my friend and we put Reaper on them and I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Carolina Reaper, yeah.
Watched the Carolina Hurricanes take a 2-0 lead in the series against the Islanders. Go North Carolina.
Okay.
Game of Thrones was so dark I couldn't see anything.
That's so true. Oh my gosh, was I annoyed last night.
And there was a couple of lines that were so low, Roy, I couldn't even, if there wasn't captions, I wouldn't understand what was going on. And I am getting a play set for the kids, I found out.
What does that mean?
You know, like a swing set.
Oh.
A play set for the kids.
Okay.
I'm getting it, though. I'm having it handed to me, no fee.
From? That's cool.
Yep.
A friend?
My brother.
Oh.
My brother's like, get it out of my yard. Amanda's like, we'll take it.
And to go back to your Game of Thrones thing real quick,
yes.
Sterling watched it with headphones on last night, and he came into the bedroom, and he's like, how do I turn it up more? And I'm like, it's at max. You can't. He goes, I need to be louder.
Yeah.
It needs to be louder.
And it was so dark. The whole thing was at night, so yeah. It was tough. What about you, Loren?
Well, I guess I'll start off with my Game of Thrones from last night, because I had tweeted afterwards, and there were no spoiler alerts in my tweets, by the way. I just said, Arya is BA, and who is the lady at the end, and how am I supposed to go to sleep tonight? Well, I spelled Arya's name wrong in the tweet, and I didn't know who the Red Queen or the Red Witch was, so everybody's trying to school me. I'm like, this is why people don't like people who watch Game of Thrones, because y'all are so mean when somebody says something wrong.
You got Game of Thrones shamed.
Yeah. I was like, relax. But my family, you know, it's wedding season, so we went to Bald Head Island for a friend's vow renewals. And when I tell you, my son had so much fun at this wedding. He danced his face off.
We all saw the video that you sent on the MRL text chain. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
who
I think
had more fun at their wedding, Cash or Roy at his wedding?
Oh, definitely Cash. Yeah.
I don't know. We had a sparkly dance floor. I was really amused.
That's fun.
There was a light up dance floor.
That's awesome.
I know. I was like probably Cash. I was like, oh my God. I wanted to play with the lights.
What else happened on your weekend?
You know, we had a beautiful Indian wedding with over 400 people. I've never seen so many people at a flipping wedding. And just the cultural experiences and differences that I've taken note, by the way, that I want to bring up to you guys. The thing that I wanted to talk about is that we were in the middle of nowhere, Maryland. And I take for granted Uber and cab drivers. And so Sunday morning, we're trying to get to the airport. I called out of the three cab companies in this town, two of them had disconnected phone numbers. The one guy that did work, he was like, Sunday morning, I can't help you. No Uber, no Lyft. I'm like, well, how do I get to the airport? Like, am I going to have to rent a car, drive 3 hours to D.C.? I mean, what am I going to do? And so finally, the cab driver called a buddy of his that picked us up in a van.
Ah, sounds suspicious.
And took us to the airport. And I was just, I'm so, like, and I'm like.
What town were you in that was so?
Cambridge, Maryland. And it sounds like Cambridge, Maryland would have
transportation,
but they don't. You're it's like one guy. That's it. And if you don't book him in advance, he's booked.
And there was 400 people trying to book him.
Yes. It was an awful setup, but we finally made it. And luckily, the airport is literally a Hertz lobby with a gate to the airstrip.
Oh, good.
It's like it's a rental. It's pretty much a rental store. Like, that's all it is. And so we got there 3 minutes before the flight, and we were able to walk right through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everybody's back. Everybody's excited for a big Monday show. Up next, we got to tell you guys about the Avengers movie. If you didn't hear, wait to hear how much it made over the weekend. Plus, we have a fun little game that we're going to play with our two Avenger nerds, Jamie and producer Aaron.
Okay.
We're going to play Move Furniture, Marry, Kill with the Avengers, and we're going to see who they pick.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Avengers Endgame globally pulled in $1.2 billion.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In the first 5 days, it broke like 12 different records. Like,
that's,
I mean, like it was ridiculous.
It's like a country's economy had just started over
right?
the weekend.
Biggest worldwide opening ever. Fastest to reach a billion worldwide. Top North American opening ever. Biggest domestic weekend total. I mean, these are just biggest 3D sales. Biggest.
I hope everybody made lots of money that worked for them. Like, I hope all the actors were paid well. I hope all the female actresses were paid very well. I hope nobody gypped anyone on a deal.
I saw Jeremy Renner was on with Willie Geist yesterday morning, and they interviewed him, and his whole thing was that, like, the cast isn't talking about the movie. They're like, just go watch it. That type of thing. Like, they're not giving any spoilers or any.
Well, remember, Chris Hemsworth put out that big thing about, like, once you see the movie, like, please don't spoil it for the rest of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw one man in Hong Kong got beat up after he yelled out the ending at the movie theater.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. Yep. He yelled out the end game at the end game?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have our digital intern, Jamie, in the studio, who on Friday, Loren, while you were out of town and we were at the Duncan and Davidson, which was awesome, by the way, Jamie came to work after an hour of sleep because he went to the midnight showing.
So you were dragging.
Yep. So, Jamie, we're going to play a game called Move Furniture, Marry, and Kill.
Gotcha.
Your Avengers, okay?
Okay.
All right, so which Avenger would you marry?
Chris Hemsworth.
Not you, Loren.
Probably Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow.
Black Widow character. Yep. Okay. Which character would you move furniture with?
Ooh. Probably Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen, maybe.
No, no one knows who that is.
Don't pick obscure characters.
Yeah, keep it between Iron Man, Black Widow, Captain America, Hulk, Thor.
And who? Jamie's like girl number 17 running in the background.
Right.
Okay, so I've already picked the one female Avenger for Mary. So
yes.
Moving furniture, I suppose. I don't know. Captain America.
Captain America. Very good. Okay. And then who would you kill? Which Avenger?
Oh, that's even harder, though.
Really?
Aren't half of them dead anyway?
Oh, my God, Loren, what?
That's what happened before Endgame, dude.
What was that?
Not anymore. Not anymore, Loren.
All right, see, now that was a spoiler. I was talking about this.
You knew that there was a new movie coming out. I'm just saying, you know that there are things that happen after.
Okay. Which one would you kill? Come on, it can't be. Is it so hard for you because
I tried to kill the Hulk just to see what would happen, but I know I wouldn't be able to kill the Hulk.
Oh, okay. We're going to fall into that trap. You can't technically kill anyone because I'm not an Avenger.
All right, get out of here. Aaron, come on in and play. You saw the movie this weekend. Come on.
Come
on.
Silly game.
What? Of course it is. Have fun with it.
There's only one girl to pick.
It's your last week on the air. Have fun. Okay, listen. Who are you going to marry?
I mean, this game doesn't matter at all, so I'm going to marry Hulk.
Oh,
Hulk. Who gives a crap? Yep.
Not bad. Really? He can help you around the house, carry groceries in when you come home.
Yeah, he could
open cans if you have a heart. Hulk, can you open this bottle of olives?
It'd be really nice. He could beat people up for me.
I thought you would have went with Iron Man because he has a good personality.
I'd like him to be like my dad, but not like my husband.
All right, who would you kill? Which Avenger?
I'm probably Hawkeye.
Okay.
Because
he
doesn't marry that much.
What about who would you move furniture with?
Probably Scarlett Johansson, but the woman.
All right.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
That makes sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to Roy. Why would it make sense?
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense to you because you're straight.
It makes sense to me.
Gotcha. That's not what you said, though. Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Kiss95.1. Just make this a lesson for everyone. Don't play Move Furniture, Marry, Kill with Avenger fans. It becomes a whole thing. Did I know that when I thought about this over the weekend.
They just can't do it.
No.
All right. So Kim Kardashian, she has the arrival of baby number 4 drawing very near. And she decided to throw a CBD themed baby shower.
Mm.
So the group spent a session of bath sounds, making CBD soap and getting massages, all in hopes to keep cool, calm, and collected for when the baby gets here.
So when they do that sound bath, do they just lay there while music plays? Is that it?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. It's like underwater music that you lay back and you can hear it. I think that's what it is.
I looked all of them out like in the
middle of
the road.
I ain't that bougie. I don't know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting and saying Captain America is who they would move furniture with.
Ah.
More than one person is saying that.
Mm. Don't blame me. All right, so.
No Thor.
Hmm?
No Thor, that's your guy.
That's fine. That means I get them all to myself. That's cool.
Well, didn't someone say
that he was
overweight?
Spoil it.
So
somebody said that.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is happening, Loren?
Still love my...
You can tell I was upset about that
Chris
this morning.
Hemsworth. All right, so Pink, she just did a collaboration with Chris Stapleton. This isn't her first country collaboration. She also has a track with Kenny Chesney, but here is Love Me Away. You got it?
No, the computer's just slow.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Here we go. Eat your heart out, Bradley Cooper and Gaga.
That was good.
That was really good. It sounds like it should be from a movie, though. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's from Avengers.
Okay.
The Endgame.
So Justin Bieber felt the need to explain a few things. And one, there were these awful reports that he had walked out on a pregnant Hailey Baldwin Bieber. And he's like, listen, guys, that's simply not true. He also felt the need to shut down rumors when fans noticed that in his search history on his computer, there was, you know how you get the little list there? You could see on the list that he had searched Selena Gomez's Coachella performance. Hmm. So he's like, listen, I'm not keeping up with my ex-girlfriend. Like, everybody just chill.
I love that we know that information about him.
Right?
Holy cow.
That's how, what I want to know. Like, yeah. how are people seeing the history? Like, was...
The person that broke into his house
was
says,
it in the back of a photo?
Oh.
It was a, like, a Instagram story that him and Haley were doing. And then it just went to that. And you could see, like, two words. Like, you saw the end of her name and then, like, Coachella.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it was like a screenshot of the app?
No, like it was on his iPad, and then like the camera zoomed out, so like you saw the side of the history.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so yeah, you could see something in the back of, you know, a video, and that blows my mind when fans see something like that, and they just narrow right in on it. I would never notice that.
I don't know about that, Lorraine. You're pretty noticing.
Well, that is true. I'm like the FBI. That's your dirty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I found out that a lot of things went downhill Friday here at the radio station.
After we did our Fam Jam Friday in Davidson and came back to the station, Nicole and I drove the Suburban, the radio station Suburban, back to the back here.
Yeah.
Nicole parked it, walked upstairs, and we got out of the elevator and...
Okay. Well, hold on.
Kerplunk.
Yes. So we were literally walking out of the elevator. And so to put it in like visualized terms, like the key is the key and then it's got a, it's on a little lanyard.
Okay.
Now it's pretty, it's not small, but it's also not big. It's probably like medium size. So when we're walking out of the elevator, the little space that it can drop is maybe, I don't know.
Two inches.
Yeah, maybe 2 inches.
2 inches between the elevator and the actual room.
Yeah. So when it dropped, when I tell you that I could have tried this, I could have tried to do this 10 times, and those 10 times, it would not have fallen. I kid you not. It dropped, and it didn't even hit the sides.
It just magically went through.
It went straight through, and I look at Manny, the people, there's someone picking up prizes. He turns around, is looking. Eric at the front desk is looking, and everyone's like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden.
Like, we all heard it. Like, you can hear it go three floors and then hit the bottom. You just hear, like, I drop you hear, it. Like.
Oh, and I'm just, like, standing there. And so then I'm like, okay, We'll take the elevator back down.
We'll get a hanger. Uh-huh. We'll scoop them out, right?
So then I go to promotions. Now, I know they're not going to be happy with me, but I'm like, okay, you know, I'm prepared to stay a little late to figure this out. I got it.
But you're also loved in this building, so.
Yeah, I guess.
No, she's really testing it.
So I walk and I tell Leslie, who is our office manager.
Office manager,
And I tell her, and you just see the look on her face goes from she's having a good day to
it's Friday.
Oh, no.
And
I'm like, okay, like, just tell me what I got to do. Like, tell me what I got to do. I'll do it. Well, it dropped so low that no one else, there's a third party company that they have to call to come in to go down underneath it. That's how low it dropped. And that service is $250.
Oh my God.
And then she goes,
you have to pay for it?
Well, and then she goes, this happened the other week and Big Boss was not happy. And I was like,
okay, well, here, I have a solution. If it happens all the time, why don't we put the key on a bigger ring so that it can't fall down there?
Well, and it just gets worse. And I mean, it's, so this is a station vehicle. It's a Friday, which means, you know, we have a lot of station events over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I then have to see if it's supposed to go out, and then there's not a spare.
Did it not get a spare?
Every other vehicle here has a spare except that one.
Yeah, the other spare is sitting down there. They both fell. Did anybody come to fish it out? Do we know?
No. So apparently it costs even more money to get it after hours or on the weekend. So I think they're calling today.
Or so, the other thing you could do is just get a new fob and a new key for the vehicle and just leave that one down there. I mean, it's
probably just as much.
Probably just as much. Yeah,
that was they called the dealership. But yeah, because you have to get the thing.
Okay. There she is, producer Nicole, dropping the keys three floors all the way down to the bottom.
Don't give me your keys.
Yeah, that was an amazing shot.
If it was basketball, you hit a swish three, got fouled.
Couldn't do it again if I tried.
I went right down the crack. I know, it was funny.
Still to come.
She goes, oh, crap, and I knew exactly what it was just from the sound. Hey, we got a War of the Roses for you to get your Monday morning moving. especially those of you in Union and Gaston County coming back from your vacations, your spring breaks. Nicole wants to see if her man Colin is cheating. Colin puts one name down, then changes it. We'll find out what's going on in a War of the Roses. 7 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Nicole, what's going on with Colin? You sent us an email and said that you think he's cheating on you, and this is because you found a toothbrush?
Well, it's a little more than that. I mean, we've been dating for about 2 years now. He's usually pretty clean. His apartment's always impeccable. And I was got to his house before he came home from work the other day, and there was an empty pizza box left out with, like, wine glasses and two empty bottles of wine. So I sent him a picture of it, you know, kind of.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Waiting for a response, and he was telling me that his friends after kickball came over and they were drinking wine, but his friends never drink wine. All I ever see them drink is beer and eat wings. So I can't imagine two friends going and drinking wine at his house, and he doesn't even have a TV in the living room. So then I went into the bathroom and I saw a used toothbrush in the trash can. And then he told me that was his friend's. I'm not buying it. So I immediately thought, War of the Roses. I knew you guys could help me get the answer I needed.
Yeah, we can. I mean, with the toothbrush and the trash can and all the empty wine bottles, it sounds like a romantic evening.
What self-righteous American citizen doesn't have a TV in their place?
He's more of a computer guy. He usually watches Netflix on his laptop or on his tablet. Okay.
That's normal.
Definitely cheating. That's not normal. Okay, let's call him and find out who he wants to send the romantic package to. Are you sure you're ready to do this, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Any ideas who it could be?
No, I haven't thought of anybody suspicious necessarily, but something's going on for sure.
All right, Roy, dial him up.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Colin, please.
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and you're just the person I was looking for because one of your friends tagged you in a post on our social media giveaway, and we chose you to get $100 in free red roses. Congratulations.
You said free?
Yeah, we don't charge delivery, nothing like that. We're just a new company trying to get our name out there. So we ask you to tell someone about our services in exchange for the roses.
Okay. You said you got my information from a post?
Yeah. We were doing a social media giveaway on Instagram, and one of your friends tagged you in our post. We randomly selected you, and then we reached out to them to get your information.
Okay. Sounds cool, I guess.
Okay. Do you have a person that you have in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I would send it to Nicole.
Okay, Nicole. And what would you like to put on Nicole's card?
Actually, you know what? Can I change my name?
Sure, it's not too late.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's switch it to Paige.
Okay.
Paige. Hello?
Who's Paige?
Colin.
Nicole?
Yeah, Nicole. That is Nicole on the phone. This is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. You're on War of the Roses. And we wanted to hear what you were going to put on the card, but you've definitely got some questions to answer.
I'm just going to send them to Paige.
To your girlfriend?
You started off with Nicole, which kind of everybody in here looked at each other. We were like, okay, maybe he's not cheating. But based on what you changed the name, A, and B, based on the fact that Nicole said when she came into town what she found in your apartment, you got explaining to do.
I can't believe that. And you lied right to my face after it. Like, have I even slept in the same sheets as this girl? Like, how long has this been going on?
It's just a couple of weeks. I don't know what to say.
You could start by saying something.
The truth would be a start.
I mean, I met Paige at a work function a couple of weeks ago, and we started, you know, just kind of talking.
You're disgusting.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Mark it down. $1,000 could be in your pocket in just about 1 hour from now.
So about a month ago, I would say, we were kind of curious about this Ancestry DNA, especially because Loren and Nicole, they seem to already know their origins.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I knew. I was like, I'm something. I don't know what. But I,
you're a lot.
I'm a lot. Yeah. but, you know, Nicole, you were a Native American.
You've
been brought up Native American. That was your family culture. And Loren thinks that she is Italian, which your maiden name is Marola. So it kind of sounds
right.
Sounds right.
So I knew that I had Irish heritage, and my father said Austrian as well.
Austrian, okay.
Austrian, not to be confused with Australian.
Right. Don't think anybody
Thanks for
was.
Clearing that up. Yeah.
You would, I think you would not survive in Australia.
Right.
You're too pale.
Well, I mean, do you guys want to start?
Yeah, let's.
Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I do have Australian in me.
Do you really?
How funny
really?
Is that? I had to tell my mom and dad, absolutely.
Like what percent, though?
Very small, okay. 2%.
Yeah.
2%. But my dad made a joke that we were, so I'm 79% Irish and Scottish, 15% British and Austrian, 2% German, 2% Australian.
You're 79% something?
I'm 79% Irish.
That's a lot.
I have something over that.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means that my St. Paddy's Day, now you know why it's not a joke to me. I take it very serious. Start drinking immediately. Anyway, I just thought my surprise was that I do have 2% Australian, and it shows you on the map where we started, and then some of the people went down to Australia, then to the U.S., some of my family, which is interesting.
You guys had like a vacation that
was a potato fun. Famine in Ireland. We went down there. So I'll take the didgeridoo home if you don't mind, buddy, so I can start getting my roots.
All right. So, and by the way, a member of the show is completely shocked at their DNA results, and that person is going to reveal themselves here very soon. For me, I am 80% England, Wales, and Northwestern Europe.
Wow.
80%.
And you're so like a Stark.
It looks like Paris to England in that whole area.
Huh.
It's like we were going back and forth between the two. And it's so funny because I got a my niece, Eliza. She has a British accent because she's been watching Peppa Pig like nonstop. And so I told my sister, I'm like, well, see, now
she just knows.
It's not Peppa's fault. It's just it's our people.
It's your history.
Yeah,
we're British. Yeah. We're England.
He's almost like full Game of Thrones. He's like a Lannister.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I got something more than that.
Ireland.
Really?
More than 80, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. I'm 15% Irish and Scottish. 3% German. I'm 1% Philippines, which I thought
that's cool.
Which I thought was interesting.
Oh, you know, the war was a busy time.
That's so funny. So I thought that I would be like right in y'all's range, like that 80%.
Uh-huh. Italian, right?
Yeah. I'm only 40% Italian.
Let me tell you. I tell you why I love that so much. Because, like, when you go there, it's like your people.
I know.
You think, like, Lorraine knows the roads in Italy.
You took a class.
I know.
You know.
Maybe that's why I didn't pass it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But no, okay, so I'm 40% Italian, which both of my grandfathers are like first generation, or my dad was first generation American. So both my grandfathers came over from Italy.
Okay.
But then their spouses are the ones that were like all over the place.
What else you got?
So I have 32% England, Wales, North, West Europe.
Okay.
14% Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah.
You don't have any high numbers?
No, I have no high numbers.
Oh,
like
you're
40
a mix,
was,
man.
I know. And 40 was the largest number I had. That's why I was so shocked that you guys were in like the 80% range.
Yeah. You're truly a hodgepodge of culture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
More world travel for you to go see your homeland.
True. German, Turkey.
Wow. You're a little bit of everything.
And French.
Turkey's like Persian.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. I can't believe that makes me even a little bit more shocked. I'm so British. You know, I'm against America. I wish we won the revolution.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm on the other side of that.
And, Maine, if you don't mind, stop doing the queen. It offends me.
Yeah. No, the queen's my girl, yeah. You know?
All right. Let's get to the big shocking moment. Nicole tweeted when we got our results back about a week ago now, that she got her DNA results back, and she, quote, said, "I am shook."
My entire life. Now, looking back on it and trying to find, like, proof, I don't know if I have it.
Okay.
But, like, I've been tan my entire life. I've been told I got good skin. I've been told I got good hair.
On Friday, a woman at Davidson Dunkin' Donuts for Fam Jam Friday immediately said, "Hi, Nicole, your complexion is awesome."
And mm-hmm. I get that a lot. And I think so many people have been like, "Oh, you must be Native American."
Mm-hmm.
And I have just gotten that my entire life. And I'm pretty sure, like, my parents have said somewhere, like, there's, like, not, like, close, but, you know, somewhere Native American.
You've told us.
Yes. I think I've told everybody.
You're right.
I'm pretty sure when people have complimented my complexion or my hair or
that's
whatever,
a good comeback.
I
really
have said,
thanks.
Thank you, Native American.
So what percentage are you of Native American?
Zero. Zero. Zero.
Zero. I thought it was going to be like at least two.
Yes.
No. Zero.
And you said you had a high number of something, too.
Yes, I am 83% England, Wales, and Northwestern Europe. So, Manny, I am very offended.
Well, we're British.
We are British. Then I have, so I'm 83% that, 16% Ireland and Scotland, and 1% West African.
Really? Whoa. Interesting.
Mali. Yeah, 1% Mali.
Wow. Did you get into NC State on a American Native American grant?
No.
Because I want that back.
Paid for.
So you're surprised that you are not Native American, but also equally as surprised that you're West African by 1%.
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. That's why doing this Ancestry thing is really cool. And by the way, we need to thank Ancestry because they turned it around really fast for us. So thank you guys.
That's crazy. Yeah, and like, and I found out like I was 1% Lithuania, like in the Baltic states.
Like, yeah,
I didn't even know Lithuania existed.
Yeah, so I'm here to tell you guys I'm taking some time off. I'm going to explore West Africa. Yeah.
I do though now want to go to London. I really do.
I know. And now,
hi people.
And now, like, I offend myself how horrible I am at a British accent.
I know. Yeah, so I wonder if, like, you and I will go to London, but we come back with a spot on.
Yeah.
Like, it's our native tongue.
Like, we go and we come back and we're, like, not American at all.
Hello. My name is I can't even do it. My name is...
I can't get tea and crumpets in around here.
I can do the queen.
I like the real northern British accent, like, where you can't... It's cogni, you can't even understand them. It's like...
Yeah. Now, have you ever seen the Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah. I'm going home and binge watching that.
Amazing. We'll put all of our results up at kiss951.com and, of course, on our socials at the MRL show.
But this is why I love the Netflix series The Crown so much. It's my people.
I've never seen it.
I am ashamed of our culture for you not knowing The Crown.
And let me just to preface it so that everybody walks away fully understanding, producer Nicole probably 2 to 3 times a week brought up something, whether we did, like if somebody said Indian or something, Nicole would go, "You mean Native American?
Right.
Excuse me, you're offending me."
Hey, I'm like shook that I'm the biggest mutt in the room.
I know.
Of something.
You thought you were 90%.
I did.
Italian.
Lorraine's like, "Oh, listen, this is my uncle Luigi. Like, she knows her people." It's like, you know, Lorraine, like, she'll tell you all, like me, I just know of, like, the plastic bottle of olive oil. Lorraine actually knows real olive oil.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show.
Some of the glass bottles.
There you go. We surprised ourselves. Hey, coming up in just about 30 minutes, Nicole, we're going to bring you back in because we got to find out what other people thought they were. You know, you walk around with your chest out, then all of a sudden you're surprised.
Yeah.
But we got to get to a senseless survey next.
Yes, this brand new senseless survey, the guy immediately figures it out. He's like, this is a prank. This is my buddy pranking me. Hear this brand new essential survey comes your way in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. Hey, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. How are you?
I'm fine. What is this regarding? Where are you calling from?
Barbara, U.S. Census Bureau. Got to get through the census questions here for the government. It takes about 30 seconds. We do it once every 10 years.
Oh, really? Like for like the population of my area?
Well, that's not my specific division. There's other people that do that. I'm more of the questionnaire. That's Form C3B. 2-C on the back of Form 2T, all right, in subsection B.
I know this was a thing that you guys, like, call us. How did you even get my number? Well, I guess you are the government.
Yeah, we... Come on, Barbara. You know that we know everything.
Okay, well, I mean, I got a couple minutes if you want to...
Yeah.
Shoot, go ahead, ask your
I'd love to steal those couple of minutes. Do you remember your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the garter toss when you go and your wife's and you pull the thing down and then you throw it into the crowd of men?
Sure.
What do you think the guy does with it once he catches it? Do you think he keeps it or?
That's actually kind of a funny story. My buddy who caught mine actually put it up on his rearview mirror in his car and totally forgot that he did that. And then when his wife got in the car, she's like, where is this from? And totally gave him... a whole thing about
it. So, Brian, do you think that Cracker Jack should have more crackers or Jacks?
Clearly Jacks. I assume so. Jacks are the little popcorn pieces that have...
If it's called a walkie-talkie, why isn't it called... Why isn't, like, a vacuum called a pushy-sucky?
Okay, now this is getting silly. What is this regarding again? This is getting silly.
It's not getting silly. What instrument do you play on the bandwagon?
I don't play an instrument.
Now, with you and your wife, at one point in the relationship, do you stop holding in the farts?
Oh, my God.
Who is this? Is that Kevin? Is that you, Kevin?
No.
Kevin, stop this. This is payback. I know it. You're...
No. Listen, let's get back to the American legal
silly.
System. Would you support a law banning diabetic kids from trick-or-treating?
Oh, my God. I am not even getting close to answering that. Who is this?
I want to test out your knowledge. Do numbers not divisible by two seem odd to you?
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
That one went over your head, didn't it, Brian?
I'm
this math.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Johnny Depp says that he is absolutely not backing down until his name is cleared. Now, this is, you know, this bitter legal battle is going on between him and his ex-wife, Amber Heard, and he's saying that her allegations that he was abusive are completely fabricated, and this whole thing is a hoax. And he has proof that he wants to lay out, and he will not stop until his name is cleared. Avengers Endgame... over the weekend, made $1.2 billion.
Gosh.
They broke over a dozen records in their first 5 days. And while some were busy at the movies, Katherine Schwarzenegger and Chris Pratt are getting married very soon. Well, Katherine had her wedding shower and Oprah showed up.
Oh, wow.
Oprah was there. Huh. Like, out of all the things that you could ever say... And, I mean, be able to brag about having Oprah at your wedding shower is pretty cool.
I wonder what she brought. Like, you would think, you know, does everybody at the party get a gift? Because she's used to giving everyone something. Like, everyone, you get a car, you get a car.
We'll send all of you on a honeymoon. All of you.
Get it.
And then finally, Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod went down to Waco, Texas to hang out with Chip and Joanna Gaines. Now... Joanna, working on their new Malibu home and helping Jennifer decorate everything, was their second anniversary gift. And then they went down there and shared a fun moment on the gram.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorenz, 704-570-9595. 93 wins. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Nicole, welcome to the Mini Ryan Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, buongiorno, Lorenz.
Buongiorno. Well, I don't know if I can do that anymore.
No, you still can. It's all right. We won't tell.
All right. But Nicole, you are playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Yes, ma'am, I am. And I need you to get out the studio so I can beat you.
All right, I'm going.
Now, rumor has it Nicole has tied Lorenz once and you've also beaten her once.
I have, yeah. I seem to play once a year, so I think this is my year to beat her again.
All right, well, she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
Nicole and Charlotte, Scott Disick is getting his own show on E! But he's already part of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians on that network because he has kids with which Kardashian?
Kourtney.
And Justin Bieber and his wife had some explaining to do after fans went nuts after their search. They apparently searched their ex's Coachella's performances. Who is Justin's ex?
Selena Gomez.
Question three. It's the second anniversary of what festival that was a major fail but was supposed to be the, quote, Coachella of the Bahamas?
Fyre Festival.
Miranda Lambert is all smiles showing off wedding rings while strolling through NYC with her husband. Who is her ex-husband?
Blake Shelton.
And Adam Lambert returned to American Idol. And he's the lead singer currently of what band?
Queen.
Wow. Lorenz.
Yeah, I'm good, guys. I'm good.
Ooh, and she's crap talking.
Oh, man.
Put your headphones on so you can
hold
hear
on.
Her.
I know. You got to give me a second to get settled.
It's
going
to be tough. She got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end. And I got to say, one of the questions is a doozy.
I legitimately cannot wait. Until, like, I just told Nicole, I was like, this is too much pressure. Like, I can't.
93 wins on the line. Nicole got them all right. Scott Disick is getting his own show on E! He's already part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians because he has kids with whom?
Kourtney.
Justin Bieber and his wife had some explaining to do after their fans went nuts after they released the fact that they were searching their ex's Coachella's performance. Mm-hmm. Who is Justin's ex?
Selena Gomez.
It's the second anniversary of what festival that was a major fail but was supposed to be the, quote, Coachella of the Bahamas?
Fyre Festival.
Question four. Miranda Lambert is all smiles showing off her wedding ring while strolling through NYC with her husband. Who is her ex-husband?
Blake Shelton.
And question five. Adam Lambert returned to American Idol. He's the lead singer currently of what band?
Wait, Adam Lambert is...
Three. Two.
It's not DNC.
One.
I don't know. It's Panic at the Disco. And Ever!
Did you say Panic at the Disco?
That's so awesome.
And she gave us an MF, everybody. Cover your kids' ears.
Lorenz, the correct answer was Queen. Nicole and Charlotte, you got them all correct. You're going to be getting a $250 gift card to Sycamore Brewing, my favorite brewery.
I am holding up two fingers because she is a two-time Lorenz champ.
Nicole.
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. Right. You brought me down.
Thank you.
I have to be honest. I'm so happy that is over. I am so happy.
Now you get to start all over. From
That's
the
right.
So.
We almost got to 100. But, Nicole, fair and square. Yes. No, we don't want to hear any nonsense from anybody. You won.
Yeah, you sure did.
Good for you. A two-time champ, Nicole. Congratulations.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Just about an hour ago, we discovered where we all came from through Ancestry DNA. And Lorenz is still having a hard time with it. To the point, at one point in the past hour, she says she doesn't believe her the DNA results.
No, because you guys can see, like, where your family's migrated from and to. Like, mine gives me nothing except for what I filled in on my tree. Now, the DNA is something different, obviously, but I want to see, like, where they moved from to. Like, you guys can see so much more than I can.
Okay, but never mind that. You thought you were way more Italian than you are.
Yeah, well, it came back and I was only 40% Italian, which... I think I just know that side of the family's heritage better because I knew that my grandmother was from Germany and that my other grandmother was Irish. Mm-hmm. But they were both like third generation American, so I didn't think that would really show up on
that. That's not as sexy and cool as being Italian.
No, it's
not. Like, no one's talking about their German roots like Italians do.
I mean, to make a bratwurst is nowhere near as romantic as making a nice lasagna.
No, it's not.
You know, pretzels aren't as cool as spaghetti.
And I think the only reason why, so I'm from England, and I think the only reason why we know when I migrated over here is because my people were part of something called Working for Freedom, which I thought was really cool. I looked into it. Working for Freedom was the program my people were in where they sent convicts to Virginia. So my people got arrested for doing crap, and they sent us to America to work.
Producer Nicole found out after thinking that she was a pretty decent percent of Native American that she's not at all. 0% came back. So we're wondering, what was the surprise that you learned about your family at 704-570-9595? We got a text message that you have to hear. Someone worked for a really, really popular person, and I don't know if I would tell anyone that this person worked for him. You'll know why coming up in a minute.
All right, let's talk with Amanda in Concord first. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. So
shook.
Yeah. Distraught. What did you find out with your DNA?
Oh, this is wonderful. So I come from a family that is extremely prejudiced, racist. And anybody that marries or dates someone of another race, it's awful. Mm-hmm. And that has always just grated my nerves. Understand how bad that grates on my nerves. Mm-hmm. So I did my DNA test, and I joked with my husband, I really hope I have African-American heritage. I hope I do. But you don't know me. I am as pale-skinned as it comes. So it was all as a joke, right? When I got mine back, I have African-American heritage. And I am so excited about it. I later learned from one of my cousins that another cousin of ours has been really geeked out in the genealogy group and has actually traced back, and she confirmed the same information.
Good for you. And I love Amanda. I love Amanda that you're proud of your heritage. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Right. Now, my husband says, get over yourself. It's less than 3%, but it's still poetic justice.
There you go.
My family needs to get themselves together, that they just, you know, great-grandma somewhere is very proud that she brought us into this world.
Right.
There you go. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
And like, I'm 1% Philippines, and I want to know that story.
Right.
Like, who did, like, right? What happened?
Was it a one-off?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Yeah.
I just lost this. Here we go. This is one I wouldn't brag about. My mom's side of the family has tons of history. I found out in high school that my great, great, great grandfather was Abraham Lincoln's bodyguard.
He didn't do a good job. I don't know if I was here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But we want to talk about right now about what did you find about your family history?
Yeah, the DNA results are in. Producer Nicole thought that she had Native American in her. She was told that's why her skin complexion is so good growing up. And, you know, she would get on people if they were politically incorrect about Native Americans. And she found out that she's 0% Native American. So there's surprises out there for sure.
All right, let's talk with Hannah in Spartanburg. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Good morning. I absolutely love you guys, first off.
Oh, thank you. We love you.
My grandmother completed Ancestry last year, and she found out that who she thought her biological father was not actually her biological father, and she had a long-lost sister that she's been able to connect with now through Ancestry.
See, now, how did she figure that out? Because we don't see any of that information.
Without getting too technical, you can add your family tree.
Yes.
And it links your tree to other people with your last name.
Yeah, but I tried to build mine, and I'm not seeing any of that stuff.
Loren, we're not even sure you're from this planet based on your results.
Yeah, my family doesn't show up until like 1850.
1970. You know, the mafia is a very quiet thing, Loren.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
They're throwing the scent off.
Yeah, they don't want people to know them.
Yeah.
Mary in Mooresville. Hey, Mary.
Good morning.
What'd you find out?
So, My dad, he did the Ancestry.com, mostly because he'd always talk about how he's Native American, and my mom was annoyed with it. So we bought an Ancestry test, and when the results came back, he was 0% Native American, but like 18% Asian.
Wow.
Interesting.
So that surprised him, huh?
Yeah. But then things get like a little complicated when like about a month ago, we found out that like my great-grandmother was apparently left around a bit.
Oh. Oh.
So you're kind of like Lorraine. You have a bunch of other things in. I'm not saying anything about your grandma, but I'm saying like
what you're. What are you saying,
I'm not
Roy?
Saying anything about your grandmother,
if
Lorraine.
If Joni was alive, she'd slap you right upside the head.
But you have a lot of different things going on with you, Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's so funny to me, Mary.
So it turns out. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That her grandmother could have like not known who the father was.
Yeah. Yeah, especially back then.
Yeah, so that totally messes up your tree.
Like, so we just assumed that this person was the father, when actuality it could have been this other person because she had, like...
Maybe that happened for you, Lorraine. Maybe that's why you can't find
Mary.
You guys settled over. Maybe. You're like married. Your tree is more of a bush.
Remember,
it's just growing wider and wider. Nobody knows how to get...
Remember in the very first Jurassic Park from like 1993 when they're showing how they made the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Well, there was a hole in the DNA, so they just took the DNA from a frog and just filled the hole. Maybe somebody did that with you. They took the DNA from somebody over here and it wiped out your Italian DNA.
Maybe.
I also find it funny that great-great-grandmother slept around. Like, you picture those days
right.
were like very proper and no, she was a floozy.
Hey Chris.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey buddy, welcome to the show. So what did you find out?
All right, so it was actually my roommate and I. We both decided to do these tests, and for my roommate it was a special thing because he was planning a vacation and he wanted to know perhaps what DNA extra was in there. So he's Japanese, and he's from Okinawa, and there's a lot of different influences in there. So we get it back. I'm the first one to get it back. I get great results and everything, and he finally gets it back the night before his birthday, and that was the night that he really wanted to get it. And he's waiting for this big reveal. He's like, where am I going to go? Am I going to Southeast Asia? Am I going to China? Where am I going to go? And the test tells him he's 99.9% East Asian.
99.9%.
Whoa, he's pure.
So vague. So he gets like nothing, right? So he finally decides to go on vacation, and then, but he gets nowhere. He gets nothing. And even worse, when Ancestry.com, they did this recent update, he gets like 100% Japanese. So the poor guy didn't get to plan anything for his vacation.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call, Chris. Have a great day. Yeah, you find out
Japanese.
A lot.
Yeah.
You find out a lot, man. We're getting text messages left and right. A lot of people are saying, Lorraine, don't fret.
Yeah. Well, and I just read two text messages. Nicole, there's one in here for you. It says Ancestry.com. It doesn't know what's going on because my grandfather was a tribe member with the Seminole Nation, and Ancestry told him that he was 0% Native American.
Mm.
And then I saw another one saying that women don't carry a certain chromosome, so they can't, it's not 100%. So one of the male members of your family has to take the test, which
really?
Is probably why you guys were so spot on.
Well, Nicole's was spot on. She was just like us.
Yeah, but you don't know that. Like, what if she really is Native American?
I don't know. I think I'd believe DNA than what my family says. My family also told me at some point I was Native American, and I knew from then. At least I had the... they told me when I was like 14, and I was like, yeah. Oh, you guys are stupid. There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm Native American.
You know how parents tell kids things to make them do stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you were probably at an Italian restaurant one night, Lorraine, as a little kid. You didn't want to eat, and your dad told you great-great-grandma was from Italy. You're eating her meat.
You're at the wonderful, authentic Olive Garden.
Exactly.
And you're like, hey, eat the free breadsticks, kid. Come
very
on.
Very authentic.
Hey, real quick, about 10 minutes ago, we were joking that somebody said that their great-great grandfather or great-great, you know, however many greats, was the bodyguard for Abe Lincoln. And we were like, oh, you shouldn't, you know, brag about that. Well,
yeah.
They have since responded and said, don't worry, it's okay. Family history also says he was with Abraham Lincoln's sixth son the night he was assassinated. Mm. So there you
go. The night off.
Still to come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Did. That's why there was some soldier or somebody out in front of his
okay
in Ford Theater there.
Now I realize there's a bigger conspiracy. Why did the bodyguard get off?
Oh, well, son was sick.
Maybe Wilkes Booth paid the bodyguard.
Yeah.
Do more research. Follow the facts. Find out what really happened. All right, Roy, you got a senseless survey. Nice laugh for us on a Monday.
Yes, I do. I talked to someone, and I call him Bri-Bri the whole time. He gets so annoyed. He realizes he thinks it's a prank from one of his friends. Hear how he gets angry and hangs up on me in a brand new senseless survey in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brian. Good. Hey, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. How are you?
I'm fine. What is this regarding? Where are you calling from?
Bri-Bri, U.S. Census Bureau. Got to get through the census questions here for the government. Takes about 30 seconds. We do it once every 10 years.
Oh, really? Like for like the population of my area?
Well, that's not my specific division. There's other people that do that. I'm more of the questionnaire. That's Form C3B2-C on the back of Form 2T, all right, in subsection B.
I know this was a thing that you guys, like, call us. How did you even get my number? Well, I guess you are the government.
Yeah, we come on, Bri-Bri. You know that we know everything.
Okay, well, I mean, I got a couple minutes if you want to.
Yeah.
Shoot, go ahead. Ask your
I'd love to steal those couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the garter toss when you go and your wife's and you pull the thing down and then you throw it into the crowd of men?
Sure.
What do you think the guy does with it once he catches it? Do you think he keeps it or?
That's actually kind of a funny story. My buddy who caught mine actually put it up on his rearview mirror in his car and totally forgot that he did that. And then when his wife got in the car, she's like, where is this from? And totally gave him a whole thing about
it. So, Brian, do you think that Cracker Jack should have more crackers or Jacks?
Nonsense. Clearly Jacks. I assume so. Jacks are the little popcorn pieces that have.
If it's called a walkie-talkie, why isn't it called? Why isn't like a vacuum called a pushy sucky?
Okay, now this is getting silly. What is this regarding again? This is getting silly.
It's not getting silly. What instrument do you play on the bandwagon?
I don't play an instrument.
Now, with you and your wife, at one point in the relationship, do you stop holding in the farts?
Oh, like, who is this? Is that Kevin? Is that you, Kevin?
No.
Kevin, stop this. This is payback. I know it. You're
no. Nope. Listen, let's get back to the American legal silly system. Would you support a law banning diabetic kids from trick-or-treating?
Oh my God, I am not even getting close to answering that. Who is this?
I want to test out your knowledge. Do numbers not divisible by two seem odd to you?
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
That one went over your head, didn't it, Bri-Bri?
Math.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
I should have said you were Kevin.
Should have.
Yes, Kevin. Hey, next question.
I want to know what happened that he thought Kevin was trying to get him back.
Right?
Ooh. Yeah.
He did something to Kevin. Mm-hmm. There's a story there.
Yeah. All right, so Blac Chyna, she had claimed that she was admitted to Harvard's online business school. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
And it turned out to be a huge scam. Well,
like you being Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that she was exposed is because the school's alumni was upset that they were letting people like Blac Chyna in, and they did a little research on it. Well, now neither Blac Chyna or her PR firm will verify where the letter came from. Over the weekend, Avengers Endgame raked in $1.2 billion.
Good gosh.
Holy cow. Breaking more than a dozen records in its first 5 days.
Man.
Has everybody in this room seen it already except for me?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's on my to-do list.
I can only handle Game of Thrones. I can't do both in a weekend. I would go nuts.
All right, Pentatonix, they are paying tribute to Ariana Grande with the evolution of Ariana Grande.
I need to be the one who takes you home.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And Adam Sandler was on Ellen. And he talked about this new movie, Murder Mystery, with scenic and Italian. And he talks about how Jennifer Aniston is such a cool person that his wife is like, why didn't I marry her?
Every time we're with Jennifer, something great happens because she's very, everybody loves Jennifer. And I tend to stay at home and do nothing. And my wife is so much going, why didn't I marry Aniston? Why am I stuck with you, man? Because I literally will, even in Italy, she's like, I'm telling you, we got to leave the room, man.
He's like, I don't want to do anything. I literally just want to hang out.
And Lauren, you're 40% Italian. So you must be upset that he
doesn't want to get out and see Italy. Yeah.
You're home, your so-called homeland. I'm excited for you to go to your homeland of Turkey.
I'm like 2% Turkish.
That's okay. Yeah. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? Is it Ancestry.com?
No, it is not today. All right, so I found a 4-in-1 fast wireless charger. So if you've got the wireless earbuds, you've got the watch, you've got the phone, and you need to charge them all in one station, this one is the fastest one, and it's actually on sale right now.
Cool, okay.
So we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Something really funny happened this past weekend. A lot of brides will head to Nashville for their, you know, for their bridal bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was something really big happening in Nashville this weekend that disrupted brides-to-be and their bachelorette parties, and they took to the news and complained about it. So wait to hear what it was coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And take the MRL show with you everywhere you go using the Kiss95.1 app on your phone. It's free. You can listen to the MRL show podcast anytime you want, day or night.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nashville.
Yeah.
Right? Bachelorette, bachelor parties happen in Nashville.
I'm going to Nashville this weekend, so I can't wait to hear what happened this past weekend that caused bachelorette parties to complain.
Roy, what do they call Nashville? What's the nickname?
It's Nash Vegas.
I wanted Roy to say it.
No.
I know, but it would have been funny.
I had no clue.
Well, who knows what comes out of his mouth, Loren, that adds to the show.
I was just going
to
make some crap up. Hope it sticks.
Yeah, Loren was the kid in school that would raise her hand and like, you know, I know it.
Pick me, I know the answer.
All right, listen to what happened when the bachelorette parties were ruined this past weekend in Nashville because of a major, major event. The NFL draft. The NFL took over the city with nothing but men and women screaming wearing their team colors.
I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys. I'm good. I already have to watch football on Sundays. I don't need to see any more of that.
When do they start planning the draft? Because I feel like I just found out about this. The person that's going to pay for this is my husband. Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
He's already off to a...
Apparently, hotel rooms were just party central.
Didn't they like, shut down like Broadway for the whole thing?
Don't you think that
couldn't
would like
get into bars?
But was that? Oh, I guess if you couldn't get in the bars, I could see your frustration there. But I don't know. I just feel like it would add to the excitement of Bachelorette weekend.
No. They want to be on the pedal pubs and wooing, and
it's about them.
Yeah, make it all about them.
The NFL made it about the NFL that weekend. And by the way, Lauren, you're kind of a football fan.
Yeah.
Doesn't annoy you. Look at Roy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'd hate it. I'd be like, this is crap. I don't know. Unless there's free alcohol, then I'm there for a good time.
There wasn't. The NFL's not going to do anything for free. You have to pay for everything.
Yeah, it's crap, you know. Bachelorettes in Nashville, they want to take the photo with the wings and do all the normal cliche
things. Yeah, they want to be able to go to a bar and have the dueling piano people sing about them and their bachelorettes and not about the Titans and the Panthers.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what happened all weekend long. the draft literally took over the city.
Do you take a second bachelorette weekend?
Well, I don't know. Should we ask people if they had to take a second bachelorette? Like, if your first bachelorette party or your No, let's stick to bachelorettes. Never mind the bachelors. We're disgusting. Guy's going to call and be like, bathroom was clogged.
Yeah, so how'd you get over?
Yeah. My friend does this awesome move.
Yeah.
Right. No. Bachelorettes. Did you have to do a makeup bachelorette party? 704-570-9595. Loren brings up a really good question. What would be the reason why you would need to do a redo?
What was the thing that made your bachelorette party such a fail?
I hate to say that, though. That's so sad.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the things that could have happened. I guess you could have lost power at the bar you were at or something like that. A storm. Ooh, a hurricane bachelorette party.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. You can also send us a message on Instagram at the MRL show.
Or text us.
Yeah, give us a text. I don't know if you want to reach out to us. We really want you to call us, 704-570-9595. Why did you have to have a second bachelorette party?
Our digital producer, whose last week is this week, if you didn't hear, Wednesday is Aaron's last day on the air. He was at a bachelor party. Wasn't that your first one ever, Aaron?
It was.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I've never been to one.
Really?
I've never been to one.
I forget that about you.
Yeah. Aaron's been to a bachelor party before me. I couldn't even drink at it.
He's 19. Yeah. He couldn't enjoy any of the fruits.
So angry.
Buddy, what are you looking at in the future? Why didn't you go to your brother-in-law's?
I was too
young. When Alyssa was married.
Because everyone in my hometown got married like at 18, 17. Even before you were an adult, you got married.
You were never in anyone's wedding party?
Nope. No, I mean, I almost was going to be a minister at my sister's, but I
came to her senses.
I really wanted to sit in the crowd and watch.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to really officiate it, but.
Why did you have to have a bachelorette party redo? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Melissa in Huntersville. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Why'd you have a second one?
So I didn't have a second one, but I should have because I found out the day before my bachelorette party that I was pregnant.
Oh, and you can't.
So I couldn't really have the fun I wanted to, you know.
Did you make the announcement at the bachelorette party?
No, my girls had no idea. They were like, why isn't she drinking? I'm like, I don't feel good.
Oh, so they thought you were probably miserable the whole time.
Yeah, and then they found out the next day, and they were like, oh, okay, well, why didn't you tell us? It would have made more sense. But
oh, you should totally have another one.
I know, I should. I've been married for 3 years now, but I should just do it anyway.
And you can invite Roy.
Yeah.
Maybe your first experience should be a bachelorette party rather than a bachelor party, but who cares? They woo. White girl woo.
Yeah. Woo!
Right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. And
absolutely. Have a good day.
Thanks, Melissa.
I'm pretty sure the ladies party harder than the guys do.
Probably.
I've been to some wild bachelorette parties.
Oh, man, my wife had hers in Memphis on Beale Street, which is a 24/7 party, 365. Yep. And there's a hole in the pictures. You know, you see the night beginning.
You don't take pictures when you're out.
Then you see the YOLO.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see the straws with the manhood, you know, that everybody had, all the bachelorettes had. Then all of a sudden, it's like at the diner.
Yeah. You're like, what happened for 3 hours?
Nothing. It was boring. It was awful, really.
And you'll never know.
Yeah.
980 texted and said, my bachelorette party was scheduled for a weekend at the beach and the hurricanes hit, so we just had it in Charlotte instead. Let's see. My bachelorette trip needed to be have a redo because my maid of honor pulled me into the bathroom at the bar we were going to cry and tell me about her problems. That lasted about an hour.
Oh, my gosh. Do people still do get dancers, or is that only on movies? I wouldn't know.
The ones I've ever been to weren't, like, private at-home parties. Like, we all went out.
Oh, okay, so there was, like, no...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to both. I've been to a place where we've gone to.
So like on the movies, they're all at the house and a police officer's at the door and, hey, ma'am, you got to keep it down in here. And then he like brings a boombox and starts playing music.
Oh, no, officer. So sorry.
Oh, no. And I tell you, the bachelorette has been really out of hand.
She's been really naughty.
That's all I ever think
typical.
Goes on.
Yeah, that happens. All right, we can take more calls on that. Why was your bachelorette party a fail? And I got good news for you, Loren.
What?
Your home's still for sale, right?
Yeah.
St. Joseph statue in the ground. Yes. Not even that is saving you.
Mm-mm.
There's a new way that Roy and I can help you sell your house.
Okay.
It's working in Atlanta. We'll tell you about it coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Meanie Roy and the Wren Morning Show. The Wren has been trying to sell her house. She even had St. Joseph buried in her front yard. Evidently, it's supposed to bring real estate luck.
Mm-hmm. Now, to St. Joseph's defense, you did get an offer.
I did get an offer,
didn't meet your what you wanted.
Right.
But there's a new thing that's happening in with home sales in Atlanta. The real estate agents have decided to take more of a funny angle on their signs that are out in front of the homes.
Oh, okay.
For instance, Roy, look at this one here.
Husband left us for a 22-year-old. House for sale by a scorned, slightly bitter, newly single owner.
I bet you'd get a hell of a deal from her.
She's like, just take it.
Here we go. Here's another one. Bill McSpade in real estate. This home is reduced, but not stupid or desperate. How about this one, Roy?
Yes. For sale by owner, must sell, lost job, can't pay.
That's
wife.
Mortgage, buddy. You just got out of real estate school.
I'm like, MIG wife.
MTG.
MIG wife.
MTG. Didn't you learn in real estate class that that's right. The initial?
Superior Real Estate. I'm giving you your degree back. You can have it. I don't want it. Mortgage, wife left. I can't read it. It's
all right. Took dog house. It's a gem except for the asbestos inside.
Oh,
best
my gosh.
Offer. Let's see.
Give it away.
House for sale by owner because, honestly, my neighbor's an a-hole. And now, these are signs that are actually sitting in front of homes, so it's not like they're just making these up.
Yeah.
Here's a sign for a title agency called STD, Standard Title Agency Incorporated. Our name is Standard. Our services...
Anything but.
Anything but.
Let's see. For sale, mice included.
Oh.
See, is this ringing a bell at all, Loren?
No, none of these are really applicable.
Let's see. This is new flats for rent. Two rooms plus one bathroom plus one chicken.
Oh good.
To go with the house.
You can get eggs from it.
Somebody has a for sale sign and underneath this is not haunted.
See? Maybe you could put something like that up.
Yeah. You know, we sit back on the cul-de-sac, like way back from the main road, so nobody was ever going to find us back there.
Yeah. Owner ready to die, must sell.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm beautiful inside. Honey, stop the car.
That's what I need.
Why don't you throw in some of your clothes? I'm trying to think of ways we can entice your deal.
Okay.
Listen, you get three of the red bottoms if you sign today.
How about that on the sign? That's
okay.
Not bad.
All right, sure.
Listen, the Red's going to be out there painting red on bottoms of shoes.
You know it. Spray paint is my friend.
You have money, so spend it on this home.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I tried. So somebody came and looked at our house a couple weeks ago, and I guess they had a little kid, and the little kid dropped his hat in our house, and we had to give it back to them. And I was like, look, you're already leaving stuff here.
Yeah.
Like, you want the hat back? You buy it.
Yeah.
I'll throw it in.
Zombie-free home. These are all signs that are out in front of homes that are for sale, trying to entice people to come in.
Tell your realtor to do something funny.
Okay.
I mean, why not put, like, Jon Snow slept here?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
But would it work?
I don't know.
Probably not.
You know.
Lord, I mean, we only talk about your dang house for sale every day. Not even our show can sell your stupid house.
Seriously.
Anyone that's listening, can you do me a favor? Go look at her house. It's not hard to find.
This is funny. This is not a home for sale, but this is a realtor. And, you know, it's got his picture,
uh-huh.
And it's got, like, a Remax realtor. It's in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. It says, the number one sales rep in the region, .. according to my mother. And then it has asterisks, only my mother was surveyed.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
I think I might do funny stuff like that when
you
I
should,
become a realtor.
I think that would be awesome.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't even know. The home of 40% Italian. our Ancestry.com results came back, you guys, 2 hours ago. We were shook at the results.
Yeah.
Loren's not 90% Italian like she thought. And Roy, you're 80%.
I'm 80% British.
Was he the most of something?
I'm 79 Irish.
Nicole was 83 something,
Nicole
right?
Nicole was 83 British. Her and I are of the same people.
Nicole is 83% British. Nicole, tell everyone what percentage of Native American you are, please, with that beautiful complexion of yours.
A whopping 0%.
That came back. 0%.
At least I was still Italian.
I know. Next time Lorraine travels to her home country of Italy, it's just not going to taste the same.
She's going to London now. Yeah.
Somebody sent in a message. We were talking about how to sell your house, Loren. Funny signs to put up. That's what people in Atlanta are starting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said you should put on 40% Italian house for sale.
That's funny.
Hey, listen to this, you guys. According to a new survey from the credit card company Barclaycard, nearly 10,000 shoppers that were polled admit to buying clothing only to take a photo on social media. And then after their official outfit of the day post hits the Insta, they return it back to the store.
So this was a big thing going on in the blogger world for a hot minute. And
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, Nordstrom, like, shut it down quick. Because I guess people were going to Nordstrom because they had such a good return policy and shooting stuff and then taking it back. So now they had to tighten up their policy a little bit more. So you can only have like so many returns in a year, and like where it used to be, where you could like pretty much take anything back to Nordstrom, now you can't. Like if it's been worn or washed or something like that, they have tighter guidelines.
Wow.
The bloggers have ruined it for us.
Yep.
I kind of figured the bloggers were doing that anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
no one owns that much clothes.
Shoppers between the age.
I don't even see my closet.
That's true. What do you do with your closet when you're doing a showing? You keep it nice and neat?
So my realtor actually told me that I needed to
hide it.
Take more than half of my clothing out of my closet.
Yeah, of course.
So now it's in boxes.
Because
in
the average person isn't like you. Like
the average person doesn't have a showroom in their closet.
Yeah, I just have a credit card problem, that's all.
You're not alone, but my realtor actually recommended we put police line, do not cross tape all over it. Let's see. 2,000 adult shoppers between the ages of 35 and 44 are most likely to do this. The men outnumbered the women in this study.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's because men don't like to spend on clothes.
So a lot of people were saying that these clothes they would never pay. That's the problem. It's
right.
Not that they don't like the style. It's just way too expensive.
Right.
So, but then you put the, see, like, you're a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're doing much anymore, but you put the details of your outfit in and
sure.
where to buy it and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And do the retailers ever hit you back and say thank you? Or is somebody like Nordstrom like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like anyone else. So what? You bought it with us. Thanks. Like, you're not doing me any favors.
They'll repost it every once in a while, but, and I'm sure if you're a big name blogger, then you have more partnerships. But I mean, there's all these like third party places that you can make money back on those clothes anyway. So,
okay. And speaking of Instagram, underneath this article, same sort of thing. A company is now offering not only can you just wear fake clothes and return them to the store, Roy, but you can also now do fake vacation pictures.
How do you do that?
Fake a Vacation is the name of a company. They're out of Nebraska.
Like green screen?
They offer packages starting at just $19.99 where they will superimpose the photos of you and your family in front of famous landmarks from around the world, including Vegas, the Grand Canyon, Hawaii, Eiffel Tower, Walt Disney World.
That's hilarious.
You know, I think I read that same article and it said that criminals were the number one customers because they needed the alibi, you know.
Oh, good point.
I didn't commit that robbery. I was in Paris. Look at the beautiful Eiffel Tower.
The packages you could buy starting at just $19.99 and go up all the way to $49.99 include a little facts about each destination so you can create your Insta post and talk
so
about
funny.
Being there. The company cited a study that suggests more than half of the millennials have lied about taking vacations for reasons ranging from last-minute cancellations to too high of a price. But they also had FOMO when their friends would post vacation pictures, so that's why this company is in demand.
You know, I was annoyed with a friend of mine because he went to...
people are psychopaths.
Isn't the world crazy? Do we have to leave here today? Can't we just stay in this room?
Get what this guy did.
He went
to some island somewhere, and he stayed like an average vacation, like mm-hmm. 4 days or 3-4 days. But he took so many photos that he released all the photos like 2-3 times a week for an entire month. So even when he was back in the States, all of his photos for the whole month of mm-hmm. January was him on an island.
Yeah, just that one vacation.
And it had the appearance because he would still post and talk as if he was there.
And tag the location.
So it had the appearance. At one point, I was like, Sterling, the guy needs to get back to work. Like, my gosh, it's 3 weeks. And he was like, no, he's been back for a long time.
So I wouldn't have an issue with that if he didn't try and play it like he was still there. Yeah. Like, hey, this is another one from my catalog. That's much better than doing one post and just flipping through.
He pretended like he was still there. That's so strange.
It's crazy. All right. Well, you guys, post tag us in anything, by the way. We had fun at Davidson on Friday. A lot of people, Loren, you missed it. You weren't there. You were out. They tagged us in their pictures at the MRL Show on Insta.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.